Cereal Box presents Book Burners, the complete season 2. Written by Max Gladstone, Margaret Dunlap, Muir Lafferty, Brian Francis Slattery, Andrea Phillips, and Amal El Motar. Narrated by Exi Sands. Book Burners, season 2, episode 1. Creepy Town, written by Max Gladstone. Narrated by Exi Sands. Sal Brooks couldn't stop running. Shaggy Beast chased her across the campus lawn. Paws hammered into the mud beneath sodden leaves. Claws ripped up the soil, and hot, wet breath seared her neck. She could not look, could not bear to see how close they were. She drew her weapon, shot blindly behind her, but the beast did not slow. Something, someone, laughed in her ear. A thorn or a finger slid along the line of her jaw and vanished. People, Perry once said, hunted with endurance at the dawn of time. Our ancestors chased prey, the prey sprinted off, and humans jogged after. They caught up, sooner or later. And when they did, the prey sprinted off again, and the humans kept jogging. Most animals can outrun a human being over a short stretch, but none can outpace us for 100 miles. Sal didn't have 100 miles. She didn't have one. Already her legs were flagging, her limbs felt heavy. Already she strained to breathe. And Perry's model only helped if you were the predator. Stop, then. Fight, before they run the fight out of you. She knew how that would end. Teeth in her arm, claws in her stomach, the wet terror of viscera. Her gut seized and her sweat ran cold. She ran faster. Thick mist seeped from holes in the earth and spiraled up with the wind of her passing. A grim monument loomed through the mist, vacant black glass windows staring. Double doors gaped wide. No shelter there, only danger of a different kind. A carpet lulled down the stone front steps, wet as a tongue. Where was Grace? Where was Father Manchu? Where was Asante? Where for the fuck's sake was Liam? Why was she alone? Why was she so fucking scared? Don't stop. Don't think. Just take it one step at a time. 1. Earlier. There was a door and a man with a rifle outside the door, in the Vatican, and Sal needed to get through both. I work here, she said, hands on her hips.
There's no here, miss, he replied.
Through that door, right behind you. That's where I work, down there. The Swiss guard glanced over his shoulder and registered slight surprise.
That door does not go anywhere.
Mid-European accent, ambiguously German. Hell, maybe he was even Swiss. Do they still have to be, these days? The guard.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?